Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We are your host,
Brianna
Kathy,
and Natalie.
and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. So today is April 8th, and we are going to be chatting about sports. Yes, you heard that right. And why we think you should pick a team or a sport and start cheering. So now it's time to grab your knitting or your crochet, or a drink, or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. Hi, you guys. It's so good to see you.
Good to see you too.
Good to Zoom with you.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Let's start off with, as we always do, what's on your needles? And we'll do the Brianna, Natalie, Kathy lineup. How's that?
All right, sounds good. So tonight I am working on the knitted sampler pillow from this current calendar. I'm just like working on finishing up projects. I'm almost done this guy. I just finished a hat earlier. So I'm in a good spot to be ready for the next calendar soon.
Love it. That's
That's
great.
great.
Natalie, what do you have going on your needles or your?
Oh, yes, I am working. Well, so I'm not knitting right now because I have to keep a close eye on this little puppy that's next to me. But I am working on actively my Moby sweater. I'm almost done my body and ready for sleeves. So that's very exciting. And then I've been working away at the Daisy blanket for the new crochet class that's coming up, which I'm really excited about too.
Very excited, very exciting. And the whole calendar is so exciting. And on my needles tonight, I am just in the early stages. I am knitting a little dress for one of my friends. She's a first-time grandmother and she has a granddaughter. And I picked it, well, I had seen it and I think I've wanted to do this for a while. The dress has a little pocket because every little baby needs a pocket in their dress.
I
Knitting
love.
it. It's got a pocket. So anyway. I am working on a little baby dress. That's
Love
fun.
that. I want to knit a baby dress. That's so cute.
I hadn't knit one for a while. So I was like, I'm going to do a baby dress. Actually, I'm going to end up doing two baby dresses because there's quite a few babies coming. So, or something. I'll come up with something. So, well, then let's jump into our topic, which is sports, an unusual topic, maybe for our world of listeners. By the way, speaking of sports, this just popped into my head. It was announced today that the Kelce brothers, their podcast that they do, the Cleveland Heights podcast, I think it's called or something, it is the number one podcast. It was awarded some big award. And of
Wow.
course, the Kelces are the football players. So sports is out there. But I said to Ed when he heard this also and commented on it, I said, yes, and we're working on number one for next year. So. There
Yep.
you
There we go.
There we go. So you
Watch
watch
out,
now.
Kelce brothers.
We're on our way. All right. So I'm going to throw out a little background on this because, of course, I picked this topic. Tonight, we are going to be wrapping up the season of March Madness, which I'll explain that in a little bit. And that rolls right into our Major League Baseball, and that rolls right into the Summer Olympics. Followed by football, and the beat goes on. So I just find that sports gives us something to cheer for all year long. You know, if you really ever get in a rut and you go, if I watch that rerun one more time, sports is like the ultimate reality TV. And so we watch a lot of it here in the Finley household, and we do like attending games in person, which is usually high school and college, but we did get, and I just shared this with you girls before we started, we did get a few tickets to go see the Phillies this year, and we're very excited to be back at the bank. So a little background on how this topic came to be. It's the wrap up of March Madness, and I will literally tomorrow be sad, except that baseball is there now. So, all right, so we've got some things to talk about, some talking points. And we're going to really just focus on sports in general, not any strategies or anything like that. Let's round robin. How about if we start, first of all, with what do you think are some positive points for watching sports?
So as somebody who doesn't generally watch sports, I feel like the best aspect of it is you can
it's something you can talk about with everybody. You know, especially if you are, if you have a job that is front facing like I do. I don't know that much about sports, but I try to like catch some highlights and like figure out names of people. And when somebody says like, "Hey, how'd you like that game last night?" I don't have an answer for that, but I'm like, "Oh yeah, I love the Phillies so much. Like, love that guy." But like I can keep a little bit of a conversation or like ask questions. People love to talk sports, so I'm like, "Oh, I don't know what you mean by that. Tell me a little bit more." And that's like how you get a conversation started. But like people can just everyone can talk about sports.
Yeah, and you know, that's so true. Even if I don't know a sport, like I don't know anything about ice hockey at all. I don't know anything about lacrosse either, even though all my nephews played it. But if I am with somebody who I know likes that and you ask them a question, you're absolutely right, because they love to talk about their sport, whether you understand it or not. So that's a great one, Brianna. Okay, Natalie, anything you could think of that was a positive about watching sports?
So I actually really enjoy when sports are on in this household because it's when I do a lot of my knitting. I'm not as like actively engaged in the sports content. Chris is very engaged in it, but I definitely get a lot done while sports are on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
True. Like, this is the year of getting lots of knitting and crochet projects done and ready to give for gifts or ready to be worn when the weather gets cold, because there's so much on. And you know, Ed, I didn't really sit down and watch sports much until Ed and I were married. And then that's when I realized how much he does watch sports. And I started to watch it mainly just to, you know, have a reason to sit in the same room with him. But that also lent itself to why I love to knit. And now I love to crochet also, is I can be there. It is on. We're in the same room. We're enjoying each other's company, but he's deep into the game and I'm sort of like in the crowd, but I've got my knitting or crocheting. So it is really good. All right. I got to say, one of the things I really like and I find positive is team gear. I, in fact, it happened today. I tend to wear my baseball hat, my Phillies hat a lot to go out and take a walk. And it never fails that when I'm wearing team gear, which again, for me, it's really just a baseball hat. Somebody will make eye contact with you. Somebody will give you a thumbs up. Somebody will even just say, "Hey, how about that game?" There's just like a total stranger, but there's this connection there. So I love team gear. And the other thing I love about team gear is on game day, you don't have to think about what to wear. You've got an outfit.
That's true.
Put on your shirt, put on the colors, put on your hat, whatever you got, you've got an outfit picked out for you.
It's like a uniform. I feel like we talk about this all the time. You don't need to figure out what to wear when you have a uniform. That's like the beauty.
Exactly. Uniform. You know, and I always forget about this, but a lot of people remember this. And I think a lot of our grocery stores do this. And if you go to the grocery store on a game day with the Eagles, really, on Sundays, and you're wearing a shirt, you get a discount, or I don't even know if you have to be wearing a shirt or just something of the Eagles, which is kind of fun. Yeah, the uniform totally works. It even gets you a discount. All right. Any more ideas?
I like sports. I like watching sports, definitely for the knitting aspect of it. But I like to watch, this is weird, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, I like to watch other people watch sports because I'm not super into it. But like a lot of my friends, that they're like really passionate about sports. So it's really cool to see like other people get excited about something and like feel passionate about something.
Yeah, that's a good point. Great people watching, but yeah, that's a great one.
That's like kind of a perfect answer. You know how people say they like watch the groom when the bride's walking down the aisle? I feel like that's like the same thing.
Yeah.
I also think it there's such an energy thing to it. Like I might not watch televised sports like intently, but I love going to a sporting event. I love going to a hockey game, especially. I don't know why, I just love the energy in a hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
We will go to like our first day was actually at a Phillies game, but like I just like the energy of being like at a stadium, and I miss that a lot because I don't really live anywhere where there's major league sports anymore. So but the minor leagues are great, and we definitely have done a few of those over the years. So,
You got to find a good high school team in the neighborhood. They're so fun. And you can like sit in the front row and you
Bring the
can,
dog.
yeah, bring the dog. Exactly. And then
And
I went
there's
to,
nothing better than like a soda and a hot dog on
oh,
bleachers.
okay. Tell, say less. I'm in it for the food too.
There you go.
I love some stadium food. Crab fries and a hot dog. Can you name a better meal?
No, not at all.
No.
Because you're eating it in the stadium, it never feels bad. It always feels like the right thing. It's like
No.
if you made that for dinner tonight and ate that, you'd be like, I can't believe that's what I made for dinner. But because you're at the ballpark, it's like, I did the
It
right thing.
doesn't count. There's like, that's the diet, you know?
Yeah.
So speaking of that, there are some, and I was reading up a little bit on this. I was trying to be a little factual because I know that I get pretty passionate about watching games and cheering for a team, but there are some true proven scientific health benefits to sports, to watching sports. You don't have to be the player. And they've actually have been able to measure some positive physical changes that happen on game day. So one of them is improved circulation of blood. Now, I guess that could be good or bad because if it gets too much high, then that might be a problem, but it does improve circulation, increases pulmonary functions as a result of laughter and cheering, and better sleep because you're exhausted after you watch the game. So there are some true proven positive physical changes that happen when we watch a game.
Interesting. I
Yeah.
like that.
All right. Anything else hanging on your list there? We've covered a lot.
Yeah, I feel like you guys touched on other things that might have been on my list.
Natalie, anything there?
No, I just wish I was better at playing sports. Unfortunately,
Yeah.
my hand-eye coordination stops at knitting and crocheting, but I like the team aspect of it. I have a lot of respect for that. I think it's a cool thing to get to for people to be passionate about, you know, but I unfortunately am very bad at actual sports.
I'm right there. I'm ditto. I mean, knitting is our sport. Knitting and crocheting is our sport. So we do have a sport, and it will be in the Olympics someday. But watching the women's college basketball that just wrapped up yesterday, I said to Ed, and I have no athletic ability at all, none. I said to Ed, I wish that I did because I would have loved to have played. Now that I look back, to have been a part of a team. There's something about a team sport too, and really being able to play together and yeah, so I think the team spirit is amazing. The other little thing that I have, which is it ties into everything else we've talked about, is I do like to watch sports because it reminds me to sit down and relax, which I don't very often do in the middle of the day. But I will say that those Sunday afternoon games that started about 3 or 4 o'clock, it's so nice to go, and I am done with all those little chores that I could keep going. I am going to sit down and I am going to relax. And of course, that relaxation comes with the satisfaction of knitting. So I just like that feeling of following sports, I think does give us permission to go, I'm going to relax, I'm going to watch.
Yeah,
So,
definitely.
yeah,
You work
that's a
to relax and play. Well, watch people play, yeah.
People,
Or
I
yeah.
love the watching people play. It's so true. Watching people watch a team, actually. I mean, watching the fans watch, that is fun. Good people watching. All right. Well, then let's go to the other end. What are some negative things about watching sports or following a team?
So I feel like this is kind of the reciprocal of what I mentioned earlier people can get like too into sports and have like too much love for their team, and they start to, I don't like when people are mean to each other. So like when someone's a Cowboys fan or like a Mets fan in Delco, they just get like bashed on, and I feel so bad. Like, that's something that you have something in common, but then there's this whole like nasty side to competition part of it too.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think it's like Chris is over here like shaking his head. You can't be too into sports, apparently.
Sorry, Chris.
But I do think, my thing is kind of when people are watching sports and they have like a really negative reaction to like a team loss or something where it's just like hard to watch, like you're breaking something because your team didn't win. I guess like maybe I just don't get it, but at the same time, if the player on the field did something like that, that wouldn't be a good look. So why is it okay when the fans do it? I don't know. That's my only thing is sometimes just like when you're out and someone has a really negative reaction to a game, it's kind of like a little jarring, but there's something about having a lot of passion for something. So you got to respect that part of it, I guess.
The passion, I think that's definitely as a driving force in some of those behaviors, definitely as you just get so passionate. And again, it's so nice to have a strong passion for something that gets you excited, gets you interested. But at the same time, we need to learn how to manage those feelings around others, and so nobody gets hurt. So, mine is going to be, this is kind of going into the actual players part of it. Something I think that happens more and more. One of the things I don't like about sports is we're creating some prima donnas out there. We're putting a lot of glory on one person. When in fact, yes, you are spectacular, but you are playing with a team and you need the team. So I do get myself worked up on creating prima donnas because I find sometimes that just me observing the psychiatrist, I guess I'm the psychiatrist here. I don't know. I have no qualifications for it, but it seems like it never fails that we, the fans and the media, create this glory for one person, they become prima donnas, and then they don't live up to our expectations anymore. Like that's something that I don't like about sports is creating prima donnas. So, okay.
Yeah, I agree on that.
Yeah, and again, it's one of those extremes. Like we get so passionate about things that we create these extremes, which then pushes it over the edge. So,
Yeah.
gotta make sure the whole team gets the reward. Okay, what else? Anything else?
Okay. Can we talk about women's sports for a second? Because I feel like this is definitely a polarizing thing. Like, not many people are watching women's sports, and there's so many like professional women's leagues, and no one's talking about them, and no, not many people are watching them, and they certainly don't get paid the same as the men's counterparts. But like they do such a good job, and I'm just thinking about like women's basketball, for instance. They have to put in so much more work to play on that court than the guys, because the guys tend to be like, 7 feet tall, and they don't have to even jump for the net. Like, they're just passing the ball back and forth to practice shooting, basically. So I feel like that's what it looks like sometimes. But like, women are really, I mean, they have to put in a lot of time and effort for that. And you can really see it when you watch a game. But I feel like no one's really taking that into account. No one's watching women's sports, you
I know.
guys.
Well, I'm going to jump in ahead of my turn here to talk, but for a second, Natalie, but we're getting kind of crazy on that too, because especially now that we're just watching the NCAA, which is the college level basketball championships, the women's series was so much more fun, so much more exciting, so much better played than the men's. So it hopefully, we're all hoping that this year's women's championship is a big breakthrough, because I just think watching a woman play a sport, because they have to play with so much more skill than the men. They're not the big guy. They're not the brawny one. They play with so much more skill. So hopefully this is going to change. All right, Natalie, what do you got? Anything on?
Yes, actually, I recently was reading a report on just like the business of women's sports bars. It's like a huge new kind of trend in the market. They're very successful. They did like a, I cannot remember what city this woman who owns this bar is based in and where her bar is based in. So apologies, but she kind of got a lot of backlash for opening this bar, and she ended up doing an incredible first year of business, and they expect it to just like be a huge new thing, and they're starting to pop up in a lot of cities. It's a really interesting shift in like the bar scene. So like there are places where they will only show women's sports on the TV, which I think is like super cool. So find your local women's sports bar because it's pretty rad to be able to go to the bar and watch women's sports.
That
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
intriguing. And I, you know, as you're talking about that, I'm thinking, you know, what a super cool business model, because you'll definitely attract women, you know, who are, you know, cheering for other women and who have played women's sports and who just are so supportive of it. And you attract men. Men are very interested in women's sports, whereas you may not get as many women into the men's bar, but I think you will get more men into the women's bar. Does that make sense? You know what I'm trying to say there, but
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
It's called, okay, I just found the article. It's called The Sports Bra. It's a bar in Phoenix that this woman opens, and it looks pretty cool.
I want to go.
I know.
What a great law there. Let's do it.
Instead of the sports bar. Wow. That is really
Yeah.
cool. All right. All right. Any other negatives on watching sports?
No, that was such a good
Yeah.
topic, Brianna. That was such a good, like, negative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of positives and negatives, and as somebody who's not a sports watcher, I have a lot of negatives about team sports and professional sports. But no, it's a ton of fun to watch. And we've talked about this before, you guys, but I'm excited to get to some Phillies games this year. I think the atmosphere of like watching a game in the park is really exciting. It's a really fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The energy of people and cheering in public with these, for the most part, especially when you go to the Phillies, you don't know anybody who's sitting around you unless you're there with an organized group. You're just there, but yet you have this amazing bond with them. It's so cool. It's like today's eclipse. You know, all these people, these strangers are out there just passionate about what we saw in the universe. So very cool. All right. Well, so here's our question. Let's ask our I'm going to ask one more question for us. Who do you cheer for most? You can only pick one sport or you can pick one team. Who do you tend to cheer for the most? Brenna, you're the perfect hot seat person tonight.
I mean, it like historically, it's always been baseball, just because that's like the time of year I am interested in sports, and it's like the easiest sport to watch. Like I get it the most. I understand most of the rules. So like I'm like cheering for baseball, cheering for the Phillies. Not a particular person because I don't like to, like point out one person.
The team. Natalie, how about you? What's your
Mine is also the Phillies, and when I was very like young, I used to watch it a lot. Like just even the broadcast, and we would go a lot too, just with school and stuff. But I recently stumbled across the Philadelphia Phillies TikTok account, and they're doing God's work over there. Like it is actually so funny. They have a lot of really great content, and it has made me want to watch the Phillies again this year. So there is something to like the whole social media marketing thing, and check out the Phillies TikTok page. It's awesome.
that is really interesting, the social media component of it too. And again, it's fun. I'm enjoying this. Wow, very cool. I have to check that out.
Yeah,
All right,
yeah.
I'm gonna go with the Phillies also. You know, they're definitely my go-to. I think it's just, you know, maybe it's just the time of the season, you know, the timing of the season, the length of the season. I love the rhythm of the game. I've always thought that the rhythm of the game, the nine innings, and it's great. And then the other thing is, and I've mentioned this before, but I'll say it again, and I can't wait to get back there. When you go to the Phillies ballpark and that cup holder right in front of you is the perfect place to put your ball of yarn, and you can knit in the stadium. And
Perfect.
I think at one time they might have given people a hard time on knitting needles, but I think that ship has sailed.
Now
I think
you just need the little clear stadium bags. That's a negative. I understand why, but I'm gonna negative that one. It's just really annoying. I always forget, and then I'm carrying everything in my pockets.
So I'm right there with you. It's a pain. It's almost like going to the airport. But I was just reading up on this today because I wanted to make sure I knew. We haven't been to the ballpark, Ed and I, for 4 years. I wanted to make sure I was up to speed on all this because our tickets are electronic now, or on our phone. They actually have three gates that you can just walk right in, and it is artificial intelligence that they're using to screen you as you walk in. You
That's
do not
cool.
have to empty your pockets or anything.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating? Yeah, Major League Baseball has artificial intelligence to scan the crowd.
It's crazy, but very cool and efficient.
It saves me from emptying my pockets, I'll do it.
I'll take it.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and let's wrap it up. What do you think? So,
Cool.
I just all of our listeners, we just want you to consider some sports that you might want to watch, especially the Summer Olympics, and see what you think. And we would love to hear from you on this topic. And if anybody is planning a trip to, where is that bar again, Natalie? Sports
The
bra?
sports bra, it's in Phoenix, Arizona, it looks like.
Or if you are a listener who lives in that area, go check it out. It sounds great.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I want to go.
Perfect, perfect. So, all right. Let's do this then. Let's move on to the other things we like to talk about. So, how about dinner? Let's talk about food first.
Oh gosh. Monday night and being sick, it's probably frozen pizza, to be honest.
I love frozen pizza night.
Yeah.
The best. And
The
it
best.
always tastes good. Natalie, what's up for dinner at your house?
We had leftovers. Last night I made shepherd's pie, but I made it like kind of a cheat sheet shepherd's pie. So I just did like ground turkey with an onion, and then I threw some frozen veggies and some tomato paste in there with some broth and let it all kind of cook down. And then I've been doing this mashed potatoes thing, which I just kind of like, I think out of desperation, did it one day, but it's the easiest thing in the world. You know how you can get those steamable bags of potatoes in the produce aisle? I just throw them in my microwave and then I toss them in a bowl and I use my hand mixer and I mash them up and put like milk. If you like skins in your potatoes, I really like that. Then that's like the way to do it. So then I don't have to like parboil and like chop everything up. So it literally was like a 25-minute prep. 15 minutes in the oven type of meal, and it lasts us like 3 days. So we're day two. We'll have it tomorrow too. But
That sounds great. That sounds so easy too.
easy peasy.
It sounds so satisfying also. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Natalie,
love
I
it.
think come to your cooking school. You have the best simple, do it, great meal kind of stuff.
TikTok. It's all TikTok. Although this one was just pure desperation of like, what do I have in my house? But mostly it's TikTok.
Then you should TikTok that.
Yeah, maybe I'll make this my recipe.
Yeah, go do it. Go do it. All right. And so for us, we had breakfast for dinner. And
Ooh.
as I was eating, I'm like, well, I guess this is kind of appropriate for the solar eclipse. It was like, night into day. And so anyway, we had the usual, which was just waffles from the toaster and scrapple, which I love. And I've learned how to cook it and I love it. And applesauce. That was our dinner.
Ooh,
That's
that sounds so
amazing.
good.
It's just sad. It's so simple and satisfying.
Love
All
that.
right, so let's do this then. What some of our favorite things? Brianna, do you have a favorite thing?
I do. My favorite thing this week is Airbnb. John and I went away this past weekend and we used Airbnb to do it instead of like booking a hotel. So we got this like nice little guest house on someone's property. It was like one of those connected houses with a little breezeway between them. And so the hosts were close by if we needed them. But like the place was super nice, and they put drinks in the fridge for us, water and beer, which I thought
Wow.
was like so nice. And they even had like in the bathroom, they had little like wrapped hotel soaps. They already had shampoo and conditioner in the shower. And this was like the icing on the cake because I feel like somebody always forgets a toothbrush. They had packs of travel toothbrushes in the bathroom if you forgot yours. And I
That's
was like, this is the best place ever. But I've done Airbnb a few times, once with you guys, and John has never really done it before, so it was a really good first experience for him. I think we're gonna do it some more.
Yeah, that's
Nice.
great. That's a really great first Airbnb experience.
Yeah, it was so nice, and they were so welcoming. They're golfers, so like we were talking golf. It was
Nice.
speaking of sports.
That's neat. Yeah, there's a sport. And actually, not this weekend. Well, next weekend, it is the Masters. So it's, we
Yeah.
go right into golf season. Well, golf is all year long. Airbnb, Ed and I did our first Airbnb together. And I was nervous for him, just thinking, will he like this? He loved it. It was when we went to Chicago. And again, it was one of those places that just had exactly what we needed and put a little extra into their. The soap that they put out or whatever. And yeah, and that was great.
Yeah, it makes it feel like homey.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. We had one. I mean, I've stayed in some great Airbnbs and I've stayed in some not so great Airbnbs because we do it quite a bit. But we stayed in one when we were in Bar Harbor for our honeymoon, and the layout of the house was the same layout as my childhood home. And it was like, such a weird situation. Like, I knew where everything was. Like, Chris was like, I can't find the bathroom upstairs. I'm like, oh, it should be at the top of the stairs. Like, this is exactly how my house was laid out growing up. But like, I don't know, it's such like a homey feeling. And that we were going to leave, and I was like, Chris, I don't want to leave. Like, this was such like, I would come back here. He's like, you're just saying that because it's nostalgic, but when else do you have the opportunity to do something like that, you know? So
Cool.
I don't know, pretty cool. That's very cool. There's an ad right now. You guys have probably seen this. And I never thought about it from this perspective because it's usually just Ed and I. But like for families, when you're going and you're staying in a hotel, maybe you have a shared room or whatnot, and it costs a lot of money. Lights out for kids is a lot earlier than you might want to go to bed. And that's the whole ad is that, you don't have to go to bed when your children do when you stay in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Because it's like being in your home. And yeah, which is like, that's a really good point. So, all right.
Definitely.
What's your favorite thing, Natalie?
My favorite thing this week is our new puppy, Briar. He's a sweet baby angel. But my favorite thing, like actual physical thing this week, is his Nyla bones. He's teething. And like, I feel really bad because he's just like obviously uncomfortable with the teething stuff. So these are a lifesaver. I'm so glad we bought them. They were in like a top 10 things you need for your puppy. And so far, it's like you hand him that and he is immediately like settled down and he will do it for like an hour. He will just chew on that thing. So
Oh,
Nyla bones, who knew?
there you
You can
go.
give
Now that
you
to a
know.
baby. I'm
I
just
like
kidding.
honestly, it looks like a baby toy. Like it's a little bone and it's got like the little bumps on it for their teeth, because this, so it's like a three pack and you'd start them on this one, and then I guess when he's like 6 months he moves up, and then the last one's like a treat kind of thing,
Yeah,
so
that's so
we'll see.
fun. Huh?
Very cool. It's easy to forget that puppies have to teeth also. They go through all
Yeah,
the you do. That's cool.
they
All right.
say it's like having a baby, and I was kind of like, no, because I had puppies growing up, but like I guess I was a baby too, so I didn't really think of it that way. But like the things he's going through, I'm like, oh, it's like babysitting. It really is.
Oh, you're nurturing a dog. That's a big
Yeah.
deal. It's a really big deal. So
Thank you.
congratulations. Beautiful.
Thank
All
you.
right. So my favorite thing this week is roasted asparagus. And I had received some from my neighbor, Kate. She brought some over one day and it was so tasty. And I was just like picking them up by the stalk and snacking on them. And I thought, let me try this. So I did. So simple. Just cleaned up the asparagus. A little bit of olive oil, a little bit of pepper, a little bit of salt in the oven at 400 for 25 minutes, and they're good. So I'm trying to keep some healthy snacks in the refrigerator to balance out the unhealthy snacks that we have because we got them too. So, anyway, roasted asparagus. So
I
simple.
love asparagus. One of my favorite vegetables.
It is so underrated. Every time I make it, we're always both like, why don't we do this more? And we recently discovered that like lemon pepper on asparagus is like top tier, the best thing. So good.
Of that too. Oh, I might have to do that one. I never liked asparagus. I just, you get this, in your mind, the mindset from being a kid, I don't like asparagus. And Kate had brought us some last year. It was fresh from her garden. I'm like, I need to eat this. Oh my gosh. I was like, I do like asparagus. So now there we go. All right. All right.
Awesome.
Did we miss anything? I don't think
No, we're
so.
really
Good
gonna get
chat.
a little snippet about what's next time.
News, yeah. What news from Roots, you guys? What's going on?
So Roots, we just launched our summer calendar of classes for May through August. So lots of fun learning opportunities with Roots. We have a lot of really cool stuff on the calendar, a lot of Roots exclusive patterns to choose from. And we're generally just really excited. So they're all open for enrollment on our site. Give them a visit and sign up because we're going to be ready for getting those May classes together before you know it. It's really sneaking up on us. So.
Yeah.
Time flies. Yeah, they're great classes. I love the projects, the size, the scale of them, and that they're exclusive. That's so cool. All right. So a sneak peek into next week. It'll be episode 185. And how about if we talk about dogs?
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
What?
we could do this. Bring your dog to Zoom. Bring your dog to KSL.
I love
Yes.
it.
I don't know if Ellie should be allowed on camera.
She's a sweet baby.
is.
He could be a little crazy, but something to ponder. So, all
Oh
right,
my God.
let's go ahead. We will wrap it up. And so we were wondering, as we always do, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL. Share us on your Facebook or Instagram to let us know that you are listening and we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you. And we invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We promise no work, you know that. So please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie if you'd like to join us. Our emails are in the show notes. So hopefully you finish your project, drink, or walk by now because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.